Vectis Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is an absolute pleasure and a privilege to welcome you all to our very special first anniversary celebration of Daisy Ringbus. To all our honoured guests, our supporters, our volunteers, our drivers, our fundraisers, our patients and their families, and every single person who has taken the time to be here with us today, thank you. When we started this journey, I don't think any of us could have imagined how far it would travel. But when I look around here, I can safely say that Daisy Ringbus has grown. And when I look at what we've achieved in just 1 year, I think there is one phrase that sums it all up beautifully. Islanders looking after islanders. That is what Daisy Ring is about. It is about people looking after people. It is about compassion, dignity, kindness, and love. And today is really a celebration for all of you that have made that possible. And I want to start by recognizing somebody who deserves enormous recognition today, our wonderful Rex. Rex, can you wave, please? Rex is 80 years young and he is our expert, and I use that word deliberately. He has been absolutely instrumental in making Daisy Ring what it is today. He does the recruiting of our lovely volunteer drivers. He looks after them and he has been involved with both our Southampton and Portsmouth services. Rex is constantly thinking about how to make things better. And when I look back at my WhatsApp messages, they always make me smile. I'm kept on my toes, let me tell you. He is constantly thinking ahead and just trying to improve things all the time. And this that you are here attending today was Rex's idea. He came to the board meeting in May and he said, I've got this lined up and we're having a big anniversary party. And I thought, gulp, are we? Well, look around and I think you'll see exactly what has happened. Rex, you give us not only your knowledge and experience, but your time, your energy, and your belief in what we're doing. And I know recently you've been feeling the years a little bit more than perhaps you'd like to. So today, Rex, we want you to sit back. We want you to enjoy what you've had a hand in starting and allow us all to say thank you, Rex. But where did Daisy Ring come from? Every story has a beginning. And today we are incredibly fortunate to have with us somebody who is part of the history of that story, our wonderful June Ring. June, where are you? There she is, lovely turquoise top. She's standing up. Back in the early 2000s, June was involved in starting the first minibus for collection of cancer patients travelling to Southampton for treatment. And although many years have passed, the original spirit of people helping islanders has never gone away. And that is why June is so important to the Daisy Bus. There's something very beautiful about the word ring. We chose this for a reason. Our buses make a circuit, a circle. They collect patients from the ferry. They take them to their accommodation when needed. They take them onwards to the hospital, and then that whole circle starts all over again. It is a continual ring stroke circle, a circle of journeys, a circle of continuity, and a circle of love. But there is another reason for the name, Ring. So today, June Ring, we want you to know that your part in this story has not been forgotten, and we are absolutely delighted that you are here with us today. Thank you, June. And from that original Southampton service, Daisy Ring has continued to grow. In January, we took over Portsmouth service as well, So we're proud that we operate now Southampton and Portsmouth services. That means more patients, more journeys, more responsibility, but also more opportunities for people to get involved. More drivers, more volunteers, more fundraisers, and more people looking after one another. Look around you and you can see that happening. And another huge thank you, because none of these journeys would be possible without the tremendous support we have from our ferry partners. A huge thank you to Red Funnel, to White Link and Hover Travel, who support us enormously by helping to transport our volunteer drivers. And Red Funnel and White Link are also really kind, and they help us to bring the bus backwards and forwards as needed. Things like MOTs, 90-day checks, when the dear Daisy breaks down, but we won't go into that today. And we could not run the service without their support. And I have a particularly fond memory going back a year when Neil Chapman, where are you, Neil? There you are. Operations manager of Red Funnel, literally arrived without any ceremony at my place of work. And he said, how can we help? I've never forgotten that. Those acts of kindness and those offers of support, especially when something in its infancy and you're trying to work out how the hell you're going to make that happen, people like Neil make all the difference. So to Red Funnel, White Link and Hover Travel, thank you. Thank you for believing in what we're doing. I think we quite enjoy what we do. I hope that's coming across. And I'm not going to talk for much longer. You'll be really pleased to hear. But I would like to welcome our amazing directors, because we don't do this on our own. We have here Chris, we have Colin, we have Josh, we have Sophia. And honestly, I can truly say that they care for each and every single one of you that needs our Daisy Ring Bus. And there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. We're all gainfully employed and we don't take one single penny from Daisy Ring. Everything that you donate goes back into the CIC. We do not take a penny. So thank you, dear people. Thank you. And the last little bit I want to share with you, and I have saved some of the best till last, because this is absolutely incredible. We have the Phoenix story. When Natasha Bentley heard about Daisy Ring Bus, she immediately wanted to help. Tash had sadly lost both her mum and her dad to cancer. So this isn't just a fundraising exercise. It comes from a very personal place. And the Phoenix pre-loved clothing store was subsequently created at Gurnard Pines as part of the Phoenix Group. And what an extraordinary thing this has become. Today, the store is run by Brenda Wayman. Where's our Brenda? There we are. Thank you, Brenda. And her wonderful team of volunteers under the umbrella of Tash. And to date, they have raised a staggering £18,500. Again, every penny raised from them goes to us. They don't take anything, any credit card charges, you name it. Every penny raised comes to us. And I want to make something very clear today. It is not our clothing store. It belongs to the Phoenix Initiative and is run entirely by Brenda and her wonderful volunteer team. They've chosen to support us and we are incredibly grateful. But I want to ask you, please, if you pop into Gurnard Pines, which I know a lot of you have been to, please don't just visit the shop. Pop into the cafe, have a cup of coffee, have something to eat. Support the centre that is doing such wonderful work, because again, it's about supporting one another. I could stand here all afternoon thanking people. I'm not going to bore you anymore, because we are coming to the crux of the matter and what Daisy Ring really represents. If we just strip everything back, it's not a story about a minibus. It's not about fundraising. It's not about transport. It's a story about people. It's a story about somebody on the island receiving a cancer diagnosis and finding that they have to travel away from home for treatment. It's about making that journey a little easier. It's about dignity. It's about compassion. It's about somebody saying, we've got you. And there's something pretty special about the island community coming together and doing just that. And now we come to a very, very special part. I'm going to shut up now, you'll be pleased to hear, but we come to a very special part of today's celebration. My daughter, Anna, is going to perform Lean On Me. The moment I took on the challenge of saving the service, I knew that this was going to be our theme tune. And there's a reason why it means so much to us, because it says something incredibly simple. Sometimes we all need someone to lean on. And isn't that exactly what Daisy Ring is about? We were incredibly grateful to not have to pay any performing rights for this. It was given by Bill Withers' team with their blessing. And Guy Page, a lovely guy called Guy Page, produced it. This is available on Spotify, Amazon, all music platforms. And the wonderful Tom Barker, show yourself, put the arrangement together beautifully, absolutely beautiful. So here you are. I'm going to hand over to them, and I'm just going to say thank you for being with us. Thank you for supporting us. You are appreciated more than I could possibly articulate. And I got through this without crying, so I'm quite proud of myself.
Vectis Radio on DAB.